Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Thursday, the 29th of September. The prepper tip of the day is to secure your thermal imaging and night vision devices now while you can. They're really, compared to the over 300 million people in this country, there's not all that many pieces of that kind of equipment available. Right now, you can get them relatively easily. Yes, the good ones are expensive, but it can be a matter of life and death to have them. Well, I promised before the top of the hour break to talk about Earth batteries. And the first experiment was done in 1841, not quite 200 years ago. The experimenter was Alexander Bain, and he took 2 different pieces of metal, one zinc, one copper plate, put them in the ground about a yard apart, 1 meter, and he got 1 volt. He got 1 volt to operate a clock. Now, these metals, it can be, it doesn't matter what 2 metals they are. It can be steel and copper, copper and zinc, aluminum and copper. It doesn't matter as long as they're different metals. And they have to be placed on a north-south axis. The ground has to be moist, otherwise there's not going to be any electricity transmitted. So these metal plates or stakes in the ground on a north-south axis, you connect them in the middle, you get electricity. The farther apart they are, the more electricity you get. Now, I don't know the details and the engineering details of how much electricity you can get, how far apart they can be, and where you no longer get an increased amount of voltage. Now, that may or may not be a factor. Now, our friend Tim Spencer, the Earth batteries he saw, the Army experiment, I believe they had the metal plates 30 or 40 feet apart. That's just an educated guess. And where they were connected, I don't know how many there were, 8 or 10 or 12, where they connected in the middle, they got electricity, and they were running various electrical devices inside his tent next to it to see what they could get out of it. Now, how about that? You can get electricity for free right out of the ground. As we mentioned earlier last hour, you can get electricity for free right out of the air. The Tesla Tower was Nikola Tesla's experiment to draw electricity out of the air, out of the atmosphere, which he did. Now, I don't know the details of that experiment, how much electricity he was able to draw out of the atmosphere. Another aspect of this is lightning. All lightning is, this is a kind of a non-scientific explanation, is a concentration of the electricity that's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's all lightning is. That electricity is always there. And it's just a concentration of that always there electricity. There's some discussion also about how lightning bolts come from the ground up, not from the air down, which is interesting. And there's a list here. I'm looking at Wikipedia, which is not always reliable, but it looks like the highest voltage comes from carbon plates, graphite plates, and coke plates. And the lowest is magnesium. Potential differences in metals. They're all in here. Magnesium, zinc, aluminum, steel, cast iron, lead, copper, brass, bronze, so forth, cast iron. Be an interesting thing for homeschoolers to do, experiment with earth batteries, or anybody for that matter. Be a fun project for youngsters as well as adults to see how that worked, how much electricity can be gotten out of earth batteries, whether you can charge up regular car batteries or marine batteries, for example, to have a greater concentration of electricity to be used at a later time. See, if you're drawing electricity out of the ground at no charge, at no cost, you can charge up a battery that would have a greater concentration and storage of electricity that you could use to run something bigger and heavier than you could from simply directly off the earth batteries. Interesting concept. Going back to Velikovsky's work, it's very foundational to read Velikovsky's books. Mankind and Amnesia is one of them. Worlds in Collision was another one, if I'm not mistaken. Velikovsky was not an archaeologist. He was a medical doctor. But on one hand, on the other, he had the financial ability to travel around the world and personally observe locations where there had been or still evidence. This is about, I guess, it would have been in the 1930s and 40s when he was doing this. He's publishing his books in the 1950s, probably before World War II. That would be trying to do those kinds of activities during World War II would be difficult, to say the least. But he personally visited these locations where there was still remaining evidence of catastrophes, such as caves where the bones of saber-toothed tigers and monkeys and pigs and so forth were all jumbled together as if they'd been pushed in there by a massive tidal wave, crushed and died all at the same time. I just give that as one example. Something else Velikovsky did that the credentialed archaeologists had never bothered to do, which is critical, and that was he reconciled ancient calendars. Different civilizations on this planet had written records and calendars both. The ancient Chinese, the Hebrews in the Sinai Desert, the Mayans in South America, the folks who lived in Northern Europe, they all had written records and calendars. You cannot compare ancient events worldwide unless you reconcile calendars first. And that's what Velikovsky did. Once he reconciled the calendars, he could match up ancient events. One he mentioned was manna from heaven. The Hebrews kind of wandering around the Sinai Desert because they didn't have a green beret with a compass and a map, and for 40 years. And they were hungry, and they had this substance that would be, they would find on the ground in the morning, this kind of brown, sticky, great-tasting stuff called that they called manna from heaven. Well, there were the Hebrews in the Sinai Desert, they had written records in a calendar, and they recorded the date on their calendar when they were picking the stuff up and eating it. Well, it turns out the same thing was happening in ancient China on the same calendar date. The same thing was happening in South America with the Mayans picking up and eating the same stuff because their calendars and their records recorded. Northern Europe, the same thing. What this was hydrocarbons in the atmosphere condensing and falling to the ground. You could pick it up and eat it. That's what it was. It was not just the Sinai Desert. It was worldwide. Another event, when the Nile River turned red, and Moses, I think, recorded that and had his scribes make written records of that. Of course, that Hebrew calendar and that recording was done. At the same time, the Mayans in South America, the Chinese in ancient China, and the folks living in Northern Europe, their calendars and their written records recorded the same thing. The water in their neighborhoods turning red at the same time. Well, what was this? Well, my educated guess is that it was iron oxide, that our planet Earth was passing through a cloud of iron oxide. The iron oxide made the water turn red. Where would that come from? Well, Planet X travels in a cloud of iron oxide, which makes it almost impossible to see unless you have thermal imaging devices attached to your telescope and can see through the cloud of iron oxide to actually see the planet, the 10th planet, Planet X. Fascinating things. Absolutely fascinating. One of my hobbies is forbidden archaeology. I have a stack of books about a foot tall on that topic. I've determined, and Professor McCanny confirmed this, because he's a real archaeologist. I'm not even an amateur. I just like to read the books. That archaeology has two jobs, mainstream archaeology. One is to recover ancient technology. The other is to keep us from finding out about it. We have a caller here. We got a couple of callers. John in Texas first. Good morning, John.
A guest on a couple of days ago. Hello?
Go ahead.
You had a guest on a day or two ago? I'm not sure if it was, it was somebody who was talking about creatures being discovered under Antarctic ice.
That would be Steve Ben Noon would have been talking about that, right?
Is he aware, or does he know about H.P. Lovecraft?
I have no idea what Steve knows. Anything else, John?
One of the hideouts of the great old ones in his supposedly fictional myth, Cthulhu mythos, the Necronomicon and all that, is under Antarctica.
Well, the writings of a fiction writer are not something I'm going to pursue very much. Anything else, John?
I would like to know just what exactly I understand that Bill Schneblin, he would have information about H.P. Lovecraft, because it seems like H.P. Lovecraft had sources that had inside information about this that he incorporated into his horror stories.
Okay. That's interesting, John. Anything else?
I would also like to know, do you have any information about what would happen if if the Chinese economy collapsed, you know, without even a Chinese invasion, how would that adversely affect the United States?
Well, it depends on how bad the collapse is. For example, a large percentage of our pharmaceutical products either come here as a raw product to be made into pharmaceuticals or a finished product. Many of these pharmaceuticals are things that people need to stay alive. If that was disrupted, that could cause a lot of people to be in very severe misery and or death pretty quickly, John. Well, we need to move on. We thank you for your call, John. Our next caller is John Tennessee again. Good morning, John.
Well, thank you for letting me call back in. John, I have heard of H.P. Lovecraft and John, both Johns. I'm of the mind that fiction is fact and fact is fiction. That's how distorted our reality is. You know, Jordy Rose in Edmonton talked about these entities that we are summoning. The inventor of the D-Wave computer talked about the entities that we are summoning are like the Lovecraftian old ones. They don't give a blankety blank about you. Not that they're evil, but they'll step on you like you step on an ant. So I believe that there's a lot of truth to that. And the other thing I wanted to kind of clarify, John, you know, the Jews, the Hebrews, the Israelites, according to the book, the Bible, according to the book of Exodus, did not wander around because they didn't have a compass. They wandered around because they were disobedient.
That was a joke. That was a joke,
well,
John.
Regardless, you know, if the Bible, and this is just John in Tennessee, this truck driver, if the Bible says that God provided manna from heaven for the Jews when they were in diaspora or they were in Exodus to Canaan, which they refused to go in until until a point in time, I don't believe personally it was worldwide. You know, other nations, can they have the same story? Yes. Are they relating to in their neighborhood, as you put it, or are they recounting history? You know, here in Nashville, just to tell you, we've got a replica of the Parthenon of Pericles, and on top of this building is bas-relief of animal-human hybrids that Americans are calling Greek mythology. But the Greeks are calling it ancient history. So is there truth to genetic manipulation and engineering thousands of years ago? I believe there are. But we have
been so dumbed down,
and the truth...
There's evidence also.
Right.
Anybody can do this. Walk into your local supermarket, and you'll probably find a loaf of bread made from spelt grain. Spelt grain has been recovered, dug up, that was 4,000 years old. Exactly the same as the spelt grain that loaf of bread in your local supermarket.
Well, and my wife cooks with it as well, you know, but... Here's the thing, John.
Let me finish, John. We didn't have the technology, we didn't have the ability until about 40 years ago to know the following. Spelt grain, as it exists now and as it existed 4,000 years ago, is a genetically modified organism. Plus, there's a bonus. It's also very radioactive resistant.
Well, that begs the question. Is it modified as a result of man's modification, or is it actually going back to what it was meant to be that was perverted and polluted, and now we're learning possibly by accident, and not on all cases of genetic modification for food, but are we actually finding out that there's things, and we're going back to the way that things were made, which was if they were created by God, they were perfect, and we have manipulated and perverted and corrupted everything on this earth. Everything has been mixed by the hands of man. And so what I wanted to get to, John, if the book is true, the Bible, if it is true, if it's a auto-correcting, self-replicating code book that tells past, present, and future events.
Hold on through the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find the Liberator Rocket Eater. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Eater. Winter is close by, and we have Liberator Rocket Eaters in stock, ready for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. John, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Okay, well, I know I probably sound angry. I'm not. I'm trying to be emphatic, okay? If, John, you were in psychological operations, I'm sure that you were very well trained. What it boils down to is propaganda, causing people to react on information that you or others provided. So take into consideration, if you were the master deceiver, if you were the king of liars and there were no truth in you, would it not behoove you, and would you not have the ability to cause people, since the Bible was inspired by God and written by men, but it was literally breathed by God, and men were directed to write it down as they were inspired. If you were on the other end of that dialectic, and you were the father of lies, and you were a great deceiver, would it not behoove you, and would you not be able to cause people to counterfeit the accounts in the Bible, put them down in a book that would be found at a later time, that would cause people to believe things that are untrue, like manna was everywhere, water turned red everywhere, it was iron oxide. But the Bible says that it turned it into blood. And if the Bible's true, the river was blood. What do you do with the locusts and the frogs and all? You know, they were unable to drink the water because the Bible says it became blood, not iron oxide. There's no speculation involved. If we believe the book, and the book is true, and we're counting on our eternity, on the death of a Savior on a cross, then, hey, how come the Chinese didn't have a Savior that died? So, that they, you know, how come the Indians in India have everything's a god? Pluralism, the ways that seem right, science, falsely so-called. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the truth isn't something you find in a book. The truth, Jesus said of himself, I am the way, the truth, the life. There's not many ways. No man comes to the Father but by me. The exclusivity of Jesus Christ. If Pilate would have asked Jesus, who is truth? I believe Jesus would have answered him. But he didn't. He said, what is truth? Truth isn't a what, it's a who. According to the book, if you believe the Bible, take it as it's written, it'll benefit you. If you
As it's written, Yahweh had a wife and liked barbecue.
Well, I understand what you're saying, okay? But it's absolute lunacy. Say we believe the Bible, but yet we deny the Bible, and we say, well, if we'll add it to, you know, I can't remember the Bhakti Veda, whatever the Hindus use, if we'll add it to that, we'll add the Book of Mormon, and we'll add the Catholic Bible, which is completely different, or we'll add this, or we'll take this out and put this in, like Jefferson, the deist that took all the miracles of Jesus Christ out of the Bible, but yet this nation, and he's instrumental in the writing of the Constitution, but he was a Christ denier. He was a deist. He was not a Christian. And here we
well,
are.
You're kind of all over, you're all over the map here, John.
I understand that, but we're being deceived all over the map. You know, well, we believe we're in a Christian nation. We're not. We never have been. Get it out of your head. Well, it's never been a Christian nation governmental. It's been deism. It's been, bring your religion. Honored. Look at the beautiful lady in New York Harbor that is actually a man in a dress. And read the inscription. Send us your poor, your weak, your huddled masses yearning to be free. Written by a socialist in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Her name's Emma Lazarus. We fall into a trap because we don't know the truth, and it's important. Anyway, I know I've rambled.
But you rambled all over the place here, John.
That's right.
Okay.
Hopefully someone got a little bit from everything I said.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, okay. Well, personally, I don't believe that any entity manipulated the ancient documents in the Mayans in Northern Europe and in China to say things that didn't happen. The record speaks for itself, and you can believe that there was some manipulation to have these ancient documents become lies. I believe that they are truthful. They were written by men who making the most accurate observations they could. Of course, at the time of Moses, nobody knew what iron oxide was. So they did their best. They called it blood. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Whenever I give somebody a tour of my home, I always take them back to where the circuit breaker panel is, and I point out the little gray plastic device sticking out of my circuit breaker with a green LED lamp on it, and I point out that this shows my EMP shield device is installed and it's working. I no longer have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning when there's a thunderstorm coming to unplug all my computers and electronic devices, because my EMP shield is protecting my home from both lightning as well as EMP. My listeners have been grandfathered in for a very nice $50 discount on each piece of EMP shield device to protect your home, your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. All right, let's go to our next caller. It looks like Larry in Texas. Good morning, Larry.
Hi, John.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. I know that you're interested in Planet X and all of that. There's a guy down in Houston named Jason Brashears, and he actually has gone beyond the work of Emmanuel Belikovsky. He was in prison for 28 years, and he spent his time studying ancient documents, and he has tied together the same sort of thing as Emmanuel Belikovsky, but he's taken it even further. He found that there's a great reset that happens. It has happened all through history, every 138 years. And anyways, you might be interested in this. I mean, you should be, because he has a date when the next time of this, they call it the Phoenix, and that's what it was known in ancient times. And anyways, 2040 is going to be a major event, and I think that he says that's when the sixth seal will be broken from the Book of the Revelation in 2040. Okay. And about 6.5 years after that, 2046, is going to be, that's when the great canopy comes back and everything changes. But anyways, his, for anybody that's interested, he has a YouTube channel called Archaics, A-R-C-H-A-I-X. And he has many, many videos. He's done quite a few books that he's written on this. He wrote his first one in prison. Now he's released. I think they have two or three other books in print.
Do you have a title? Do you have a title anyway, of one of these books?
I'm sorry?
You have a title for one of his books, sir?
You know what? I don't, but you can get it on Amazon.com. Just look up.
What's it?
Brashear. Hold on just a second. I wrote it down. His first name is Jason Brashear. It's B-R-A-S-H-E-A-R-S. But I'm telling you, this guy takes it a step further, and the information he has is just amazing. But it ties in with Lot and his wife turning to a pillar of salt and all these things that were written about in the Bible. And he ties in, and he can tell you the exact year it happened. Because all of these things are this same thing happening over and over, but it's wiped from, we get a memory wipe. And he shows the last one was 1902. And the next one, he says that the people that will be hit the hardest are in the China region. And what this does is these powers that be are all set back. That will be on the second one. That's in 2046.
Spell his last name again,
they
please.
Hide underground from this thing. What's that?
Spell his last name again.
B-R-A-S-H-E-A-R-S. Brashears. His first name is Jason. And his YouTube channel is Archaics. A-R-C-H-A-I-X. He has timelines on his website you can get to, and he shows everything. This thing has been going on over and over throughout time. But the 138-year thing, that nobody's figured this out before him. Just amazing.
Okay. Well,
it ties in with all your Planet X research. So, okay, good luck.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's see. I was just doing a quick check here on Amazon. I haven't found it yet, but it looks like there's something to this to be looked at. Okay. Well, moving on from there, I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic in 2017 for my work regarding the, make-believe, science that human activity is causing global warming. It's a complete fiction, absolutely complete fiction. All human activity on a planet, if it affects the planet climate at all, it would be less than 1%, maybe 0.5%, which is, quite frankly, rather optimistic. It's a fantasy designed to have us believe certain things and act in certain ways. That's exactly what it is. It was the spring of 2000. I was approached by two different friends, both of them researchers, and they're telling me about what would happen in the future about rising ocean levels, 200 mile an hour winds for a day, violent earthquakes, all brought about by this 10th planet coming through our solar system. At the time, I thought, well, you guys need tinfoil hats really big, really bad. This is really bizarre, strange information. But I trusted him enough to approach a friend of mine who is connected to government agencies and as an outside vendor. And I asked him if he could check this out for me. He thought I needed a tinfoil hat also, but he agreed to do so. He gets back with me about a month later and says, John, it's exactly what you said it is. The government's known about this since 1989. That's when they found it with a Pioneer 10 space probe in 1989. They've been tracking it ever since. Now, there's lots of nuances to this and lots of fairy tales also. There's an endless supply of photographs. People walk out in their backyard in Iowa and think they've taken a picture of the 10th planet and they post it on the internet. Yeah. I don't pay attention to that silliness. What I did do, following confirmation that this was real, I began my own research, which eventually led to lunch with a friend who was at a Navy classified briefing about rising ocean levels. That began a quest to interview more Navy veterans, especially submarine veterans. And at this point, I've interviewed about 24 of them. All of them, none of them knew each other. They were all at classified briefings, independent of each other. All of them were told the same thing. Gentlemen, during your lifetimes, these oceans will come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide. And when it comes time to retire from the Navy, you just might want to retire to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as one of the known safe havens. So that's what they did. That's how come I was able to meet these men. At the time, I was teaching concealed carry training. I had typically had one class a month, sometimes two classes a month. And that's where I met these men, was in my concealed carry classes. Now, how many people can tell you to their foot the elevation of their home? Not many. But several of these men could do that. And one in particular, an officer in the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, he retired to Viburnum, Missouri, specifically because Viburnum, Missouri is the highest altitude incorporated community in the state of Missouri. How about that? Another gentleman, a retired Air Force colonel, lives a few miles away in Bixby, Missouri, the highest altitude unincorporated community in the state of Missouri, maybe 50 feet higher. So I've been aware of this for many years. My foundational work involves this. My exclusive work that nobody else has done is locating and debriefing these submarine veterans about the classified briefings that they attended in the U.S. Navy. Now, the first three men I debriefed, they helped me recreate the Navy map that they were shown in these classified briefings, which I did. I recreated it. It was modified by these three different men to get as close as they could recall to the map they actually saw in the briefings. There's my friend Tim Spencer. Tim was a submariner, and he was on duty in New Orleans doing classified work, and one day he walked across the hall to get a cup of coffee, and he saw the Navy map on the wall, and he asked a Master Chief. Tim would have been in his mid-20s at the time. Master Chief was probably old enough to be his father. Master Chief, what's this map all about? And the Master Chief said, young sailor, don't worry about this. When it comes time for you to retire, just retire and move to one of the white areas. And one of the white areas was the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. Now, up until Tim met me, he didn't know what that map meant. He thought it had to do with nuclear war. And he knew he wanted his family to be safe, so he moved to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks near Salem, Missouri, where he lives now. He built a beautiful home, and he's got a hobby farm there, raised his children there. And Tim is the only Navy veteran who's agreed to go public with actually seeing the Navy map, and he's on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. So it's been quite a journey, all of this 22 years since I first learned about this. And I talk about it occasionally here on my show, not that much. We've got some time this morning, so we'll talk about it a little bit. But that's been one of my passions for 22 years is finding out what this is all about, documenting it, and getting the word out to the best of my ability, getting out to the point where I was, in fact, awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic. This information has changed our government. The many government agencies are moving from the East Coast to Denver, Colorado, either completely or in part. National Security Agency, some of these press releases are pretty comical. National Security Agency was always based out of Fort Meade, Maryland, where they've got about 18 acres of Cray mainframe computers underground. That's a lot of Cray mainframe computers, by the way, in case you don't know. They moved that computer facility to Utah. And here's what they say, and this is their press statement. Oh, the local utility can't sell us enough electricity. Now, that doesn't hold water. CIA moved their at least half their operations from Langley, Virginia, to Denver. And their first press release, even the own people were laughing at it. They said, we want to break up the good old boy network that's been in place for so many decades. Well, they changed that press release to say the following, for operational reasons. Other agencies have done the same thing. Now, the main, there will be two U.S. capitals once Washington, D.C. is underwater, which Washington, D.C. is mostly about 80 feet above sea level. The main capital will be Denver. The secondary and capital will be Atlanta, Georgia. Denver controlling most of the country, especially everything west of Mississippi, Atlanta controlling whatever's left east of Mississippi, which isn't going to be much because the main population centers between Washington, D.C. and Boston will be wiped out by water. That's about 80 million people, in case you don't know. There's been a lot of talk in the alternative media for more than a decade about these FEMA camps. And there's maps published at the location of the FEMA camps. If you look at the FEMA camps again and compare the location of the FEMA camps to the Navy map, you'll find that maybe two or three of the several dozen FEMA camps are in the areas that will be wiped out. They're most likely holding areas to gather people up to evacuate them before the water covers them up also. That's my best guess. So the government has been planning for this for decades. Pioneer 10 space probe first found Planet X in 1989. They knew about where it was. They sent the Pioneer space probe to a very specific part of space looking for the 10th planet. They've known since about 1900 its approximate general location because of the perturbations of the planets as they orbited the sun. They did a perturbation is a scientific word that means wobble. So when the planets get to a certain place in their orbit, they would wobble. And so they knew where to look in a general sense of the word. They sent the Pioneer 10 space probe out there looking for it, and they found it. They've been tracking it ever since. People, the question I've had now for 20-something years, John, when will Planet X come through our solar system? I've since determined that the people interested in a date are the ones who are not living a day-to-day life of preparedness. They don't have or live at a hobby farm. They believe the following, in the general sense of the word, that they can live their normal life, doing their normal things in an urban, suburban area. Once they get a date for the arrival of Planet X, then they will change your lifestyle. Then they will look for the hobby farm. Then they will live a life of day-to-day preparedness. People looking for a date are the ones who are not prepared. That's who's looking for a date. The Navy veterans, your typical military veteran, Navy or otherwise, is early to mid-40s. You can get a 20, if you go into the Navy when you're 20, you can get out when you're 40 years old with a 20-year full pension. And so these are relatively young men and women. They leave the Navy. They pick their 5, 10, or 20, or 40 acres of heaven here in the Ozarks. They move here. They start a new life, get a new career, start their hobby farm, and they're not concerned with a date. A date is not relevant because they know that every morning when they wake up, they're doing one or two or three more things to help their preparedness, to help their hobby farm be a better hobby farm. Which brings up the question of what is a hobby farm? That's a place where the fruits, vegetables, meat, milk, eggs, and so forth are meant for consumption on the premises, not for sale. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back, ladies. Okay, we got open lines. You want to, got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. This journey I've been on since 2000 has been quite a ride, to say the least. I've produced several videos on this matter, multiple speaking engagements, more coming up. I'm not at liberty to talk about some that may be coming up because they're not firmed up yet, but looking forward to more speaking engagements. And it's been a great journey. I've met fascinating people all over the world, learned a lot. Brings to mind the trilogy, the film trilogy, The Matrix, a series of three films. When that first one was released, I watched it. I was fascinated. A bit surprised that a mainstream film would is close to the truth. It was quite amazing. Just like the TV series, miniseries, Jericho. I don't know if you call it a miniseries or not, but it ran two full seasons and a part of a third before it got shut down. Once again, I was told media it could come that close to reality, which it did. I'm a big fan of the Jericho TV series. In case you don't know, the premise is Jericho is a fictional town in Kansas, and there is a horrendous terrorist attack on the United States. I think 18 cities have nuclear bombs set off, and the consequences of this on the United States, in particular, the fictional town of Jericho, is what the TV series is all about. Very well done, excellent acting. Very realistic in their scenarios and so forth, most of the time. Getting back to the Matrix films, I sometimes and frequently feel like I'm living in the Matrix myself. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.